My name's Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. So pleased to be able to welcome back to Studio 2A, Joe Novelli of The Cloud Walls. The Cloud Walls have a show on Thursday at Tap and Bottle with the full band lineup, but we've got a special treat tonight with the more stripped-down acoustic version. So here, without further ado, live in Studio 2A, Joe Novelli.
Something good, I won't disagree. Magdalene, won't you give it a little rest? 'Cause I'm about to walk on out that door. I thought so long how to say goodbye, but every time I do, something breaks down inside. Lose my friends, couple of good dreams too. Madeline, I can't take you no more. Girl, I've been moving on these days, leaving behind your wreck. This way's right you out of this storyline, for I lose what's left of this fractured mind. Goodbye, sweet Magdalene. Goodbye, Magdalene. You caught my breath 22 years ago. By then, busted red Chevy on the old bridge road. The full moon shone, we were slipping away. Morning light found I had fallen to you. Side by side, we rambled all around. Never thought much about you bringing me down. Magdalene, the world is stone crag. Won't you please take this my last farewell? Girl, I've been moving on these days, leaving behind your reckless ways. Write you out of this storyline, before I lose what's left of this fractured mind. Goodbye, sweet Magdalene. And goodbye, Magdalene. Ourselves damn good run. The good times ain't free now. Nothing is under the sun. It ain't ever gonna be like it was. Oh, like it was before. Oh, goodbye, Magdalene. Goodbye, Magdalene. Goodbye, Magdalene. Goodbye, Magdalene. Goodbye, Magdalene.
Hey, man.
I run away from you, girl, my lost one. So many times I try to say, you ain't my girl, you ain't my lost one. But you keep on keeping on in my mind, in my you keep on keeping on in my mind, in my mind for you. So many moons since I seen you last, I come undone just a boy with a down bone. So many lights this road has passed, none so bright as yours, so I would rather be alone. But you keep on keeping on in my mind, in my mind. But you keep on keeping on in my mind, in my, oh, in my mind for you. I don't know how, I don't know how, I don't know how to move on from your mind, timeless one. I don't know how, I don't know how, I don't know how to let go of this smoking gun. I don't know how, I don't know how, I don't know how to move on from your sweet dangerous touch. I don't know how, I don't know how, I don't know how to let go when I want you so very much. Girl, I want you so very much. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm older now as we woke today. Of love has gone with the rising sun. No matter how it pays my strain, you always ever hold on me, my last one. But you keep on keeping on in my mind, in my mind. But you keep on and a reason why you take me in the night. Are you lonely? Lonely for someone? 'Cause I got my reasons why I take you in the night. You're the only, only one I want. 'Cause I don't know, never held the reins. But I swear I've seen you look at me the same. When the darkness falls like rain upon your skin, and boldly, boldly takes our side. And when the lovers call, begins to pull us in, you hold me, hold me till the light. And I've been long in this weary mind. But you turn me on from this hollow time. Did I forget to warn you? Did I forget to warn you that I don't? No, I don't. I don't mess around with love. Ooh, love. Baby, won't you stay wrapped up in my arms a little longer, longer in the sun. I've nothing left to say, but this dream with you is a little stronger, strong till you're gone. And I don't fear love and pain no more. Before, did I forget to warn you? Did I forget to warn you that I don't? I don't mess around with love. Oh, love. Mess around with love. Oh,
is Locals Only. My name's Matt Milner, live in Studio 2A with Joe Novelli of The Cloud Walls. Joe, thank you for coming down.
Sure, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny. It's kind of a full circle thing because we had you on a couple years ago when you were doing the Marvin and the Cloud Wall thing, and it was solo but big.
Yes.
Big sounding.
Solo yet solo, big.
Yeah. And
this is solo yet small.
Yeah, solo yet small. But also, you know, in the intervening period, Marvin and the Cloud Wall turned into the Cloud Walls. And yet here we have you back for this really rare, lovely solo quiet acoustic thing, which is great. I love it.
First time I've ever done it.
I love it. It's great. So let's kind of step back in time, I guess. So as we mentioned, last time we had you on, you were playing with the project that you called Marvin and the Cloud Wall that still, you know, has kind of morphed into something new. But tell me about the transition of deciding to take that project and turn it into something that was more of a conventional three-piece.
Well, Marvin and the Cloud Wall was what I used when I toured for a couple of years solo, just me and my drum machine, which I nicknamed Marvin after the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy depressed robot character.
Right,
he's
right.
Awesome. And then the Cloud Wall is from this book, Winter's Tale by Mark Halperin, that I love. So robots and then the destruction of time was the Cloud Wall, you know, character from Winter's Tale. After a couple of years touring on the road, I was exhausted and I wanted to get back to a city that I love to live in, because I was living in Brooklyn for a long time and traveling for a long time. And yep. Brooklyn isn't really like the restful place to come home to.
Right.
So eventually I decided to come back to Tucson, where I'd lived, 12 years ago now, for a little bit, because I love the town and still about my favorite out of all the bazillion towns that you go to. So I came back here and played a lot with Gabe Sullivan playing drums as a duo, still sometimes under that name or just under my name or who knows what. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it became a trio with Jeff Hidalgo, and sometimes then a quartet with Andrew Kohlberg too, but he's now off in elsewhere places. So then I decided to rename it the Cloud Walls, just to kind of, because it's a band now, and I got to take the ego away from Marvin, because he was always my deflection of ego, and then put it just on the band as a whole, so I still didn't have to be the centerpiece. So,
how did Marvin take the news?
Marvin took it fine. I still use him to record all the time and demo and practice and whatever. I'm actually starting up this new weird kind of pseudo-electronic project that is mostly based around him and synthesizers, so he's happy.
There you go. All right, good. We've got to keep Marvin happy.
Yeah.
So the songs that you're playing tonight in this stripped-down format, are these Cloud Walls songs, or are these songs that have been rattling around in your head for something else?
Yeah, it's kind of fluid. The band, the Cloud Walls, tends to be a lot more sort of loud rock and roll and punk blues and that sort of thing. Although sometimes we get quiet and pretty too, and sometimes country-ish, and sometimes just real weird and spacey. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of moving around in that band, because it's just whatever we feel like doing usually. Mm-hmm. We don't practice very much at all.
But
it always comes out well.
Yeah.
But so it's spontaneous. We like
sure.
a spontaneous thing.
Yeah.
So these songs are all songs. I've been writing a lot of cheesy folk songs for a long time now. I hope they're intelligent, cheesy folk songs. But so there are a lot of the songs that rattle around. And then oftentimes, like that first song, I also play with the Cloud Wall, mm-hmm. We played it for this T-Town Sessions mm-hmm. track. Maybe we'll play later. I don't know if we'll have time. And that with the band is just totally like blitzed out punk blues song. Mm-hmm. But it's a finger-picky folk song in essence. So
sure.
I kind of like writing them this way and then re-scripting them for the band or not, or just saving them for solo songs. Maybe I'll eventually do a recording of that stuff too, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Well, I love this sound, you know, again, just because it's something that's a little different than what we would expect for the Cloud Walls. But even again, for Marvin and the Cloud Wall, even though that was a solo project, it wasn't for the most part just you finger picking it on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, it's how I write songs, so it makes sense, but I never perform this way because you're so naked, you know?
I
like something else to kind of hide behind noise or beats or other people or mm-hmm. whatever it's going to be. Loud noises usually have like really loud noises. But I also like songwriting, so it's
sure.
a natural format.
Well, you know, I think one thing that does show off is that, you know, these are really pretty songs, and you can – it's a testament, I think, to the quality of songs that you can take a song like Magdalene and have it be such a that was a really beautiful rendition, and then you can do the kind of punked out version too of the same song.
And there's this pretty song hidden under there. I love that.
Under. So you've been on the road a lot, how does being on the road, you know, when you're playing with other bands and you're doing the, you know, different city every night, how does that impact the music that you're writing for your own stuff?
You know, it impacts a lot, sometimes from direct, you know, inspiration and just things bleeding off from you with music that you're around a lot, mm-hmm. with bands that I like or songwriters that I like when I get the chance to play with them. also just in transitions. It creates a lot of transitions in your life where you're constantly going through jet lag and you're going through this, you're going through that. You're back and forth, home and away.
Right.
And oftentimes that period of writing tends to come in that little chunk when I'm home and my brain is kind of out there and not making a whole lot of sense. And I usually do a building project in my yard. I'll make a nice patio or something or other, and I'll sit inside and write songs. And like that seems to be a good cathartic way to process through that.
Uh-huh.
So it affects me a lot. And then there's also nowadays sometimes in touring, I'm lucky enough to have a little bit of time off in there. Like this summer was really cool in that I had little chunks of time off. So I got to like spend a bunch of time at a friend's place in the Holland hanging out and working on demoing a weird new song that I was working on writing and things like that. So then you can kind of use where you are as just a different place in a different situation. Kind of transition, same thing. Your brain is in a different place to write with, which is fun to use.
Yeah, yeah. So Thursday night, Tap and Bottle, the Cloud Walls, and Gabe will be back in town.
Gabe's getting back in about half an hour or an hour. He's just missing this. Might have been different if he was there, but it's cool this way.
It worked out great this way, yeah. And then you'll have Jeff on bass, and that'll be kicking off around what time on Thursday night?
I think 8:30 is the planned start time.
Perfect. All right, well, let's get into our next set here. You're listening to Joe Novelli of the Cloud Walls live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only.
This one, for fun, I'm going to do because it's one of the few songs that if I just play random little solo gigs around, I like to play as a cover. I don't do a whole lot of covers, but this is an old Bob Dylan song, which is pretty, and it's Bob Dylan, so, you know.
There you go.
Gotta love it. I remember how to play it.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Even you don't know by now. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's alright. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never know. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. I wish there was something you would do or say to try to make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's alright. Ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, like you never done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, I can't hear you anymore. I'm thinking, I'm wondering, walking down that road. I once loved a woman, she's a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's alright. So long, honey, baby. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. And goodbye's too good a word, babe. So I'm just say fare thee well. I ain't saying that you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's alright. You just kind of wasted all of my precious time. Don't think twice, it's alright. Don't think twice, it's alright. Don't think twice, it's alright.
Gonna go to another one, but it's a brand new song that I don't know, so give me a moment to find the words. We'll see how it goes. This is a really good situation or opportunity to try out new songs that you don't know at all yet. Why not, right? This one's more of a waltz, which we do the occasional country waltz like this with the band, so it's kind of representative. It would just be louder. Pretty much the same. Gone like you wanted to. Off on their river of gold. The tear that has followed you is left to song and rust. The waters you've given me, clouded by rippling light, the glimmer so backlit we left the rest untouched. 'Cause you never wanted none more than these willing hands. To lay love down, won't you bring me down jet plane, take me away far from this season of sand. Come back some summer day on them wings of dust. We put on a pretty show, all wounds so living by verse. Someday you'll come to know what we left untouched. 'Cause you never wanted none more than these willing hands. I know you the waited for. You wanted to.
off on their river of gold. The flower I'm giving you is left to song and rust, is left to song and rust, is left to song.
If I can decide which. Let's do this one. This one's about, this one's appropriate. It's another waltz. Sometimes we do this with a band. And it was about a night with Gabe at Shay's a long time ago. Not a long time ago. Medium amount of time ago. So it kind of makes sense. And what happens to us all in Tucson? We're musicians and do everything else that we do at the same time. Excuse me.
Fade away with every light. Boy, I see you leaning on the story that you had. You better lay your burden down before you can tell a lie. You better lay them burdens down if you wanna keep that dream alive. gonna break your heart and layers. Boy, our time's gonna break your heart and layers. Boy, our time's gonna break your heart and layers. Boy, our time's gonna break your.
Locals Only. My name is Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Joe Novelli of the Cloud Walls. Joe, thanks again for coming down tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
So, you know, we talked a little bit before about how this is an opportunity to mix things up a little bit. You don't get the chance to do these kinds of solo acoustic type sets very often. So, you know, one thing that I am curious about in light of that, though, is... do you find that, given that you mentioned when you're writing songs, you're often writing them in this format, but then you're performing them in a different context, as you were getting ready for tonight, did you feel, I don't know how quite to put this, but does it feel different when you're performing these songs in this way? I mean, you mentioned before that you're kind of naked when you're doing solo acoustic. Do you feel more vulnerable when you're playing the songs? Does it feel different? Or once you start playing, is it, you know, no different than when you're behind the slide or you're in front of a full band or anything like that?
It does feel different. Although, occasionally during... with a full band, I do play real stripped-down songs sometimes because we like it real dynamic. It goes back and forth, loud to soft, kind of overly so. But so I use some of these songs to kind of give it that counterpoint of super stripped-down softness. And Gabe will do some brushy stuff, and I'll do the finger-picky stuff, you know. So it's kind of, you know, an analog to that, although... it is different.
Yeah.
It is a little different. It's definitely more stripped down and naked feeling than performing with a band behind you or just loud noises of whatever sort you're choosing.
Sure, sure. You know, you play in a lot of different kinds of bands.
Yeah.
You know, very, very diverse. You mentioned right before we got set up that this weekend you were filming a music video with Sergio Mendoza, L'Orchestra.
Yeah, Orchestra Mendoza, last minute.
Yeah, there you go.
It's fun.
And who are some of the other folks you've been on the road with in recent years?
Mostly this year I've been on the road with a Greenlandic artist and band who has been to Tucson a lot. She's actually kind of a familiar local because she's recorded a bunch with Hal Gelby's, produced a bunch of her stuff. And me and Andrew Kohlberg are both in her touring band, international-wise. But so her bands, there's a couple from Greenland and Denmark and Belgium and the States and all over the place. She's called Nevi and the Dear Children. Sorry, I forgot to say that. Nevi Nielsen is the singer. Nevi and the Dear Children. And she's fantastic. It's really fun. Totally, pretty much opposite music from Orquesta Mendoza.
Yeah.
Both of which are really fun. Orquesta Mendoza is just turbo energy,
All
out all the time. Nevi is like cerebral sound. It's like Cat Power and Sigurus and Bjork all jammed together in kind of this weird Inuk, you know, Eskimo. That's Inuk is Greenlandic Eskimo culture, I guess. It's awesome. It's beautiful. Fun to play.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, those are groups that are very different. Sonically, they're drawing on very different kind of sonic palettes, different cultural traditions. I mean, as different as can be. How do you fit in to both of those bands while fitting into doing this solo acoustic thing and then the loud kind of punk blues? I mean, is there a common thread that runs through your playing and all of those different projects, or are you just a chameleon?
Yeah, there's the common thread. With Nevia, I play a lot of different instruments, but slide is my kind of main instrument that I play with other bands, usually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And on the slide, I started playing slide when I was younger and loved it because I came up loving blues and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I was into a lot of other kinds of music, always have been. And so it was always really fun to try to see how far you could bend it to other musical styles. So that's kind of, I guess, the essence. Slide is sort of a voice that's very fluid. You know, mm-hmm. you can kind of do anything you want with it if you treat it like that, not like an archetypal instrument that has to have this certain sort of sound.
Yeah.
So it's fun to play with bands that stretch that sonic palette of that instrument. So I've always tended to do that. So in that way, it's just, yeah, the ear and the instrument leads to playing with any different sort of band. Orchestra, I never played that sort of music whatsoever before, and Sergio just called me one day. He was like, hey, you want to try this out? I said, sure. and it was really fun, so we kept doing it. Nevi, I met at Sundance on like a blizzardy snow slope. So we were both playing the same music video release for one of the movies being put out there and the music for it. And I started playing with her after that, kind of over the course of time. So things happen randomly, and you see where it can bleed into it. It's more experiential than it is, you know, musically or style-wise based, I guess.
Right. So once again, Thursday night, Tap and Bottle, the Cloud Walls, starting up around 8:30 or so. We've got time to squeeze in a couple more. And Joe, I'll defer to you if you want. You know, you can play three more live ones in here for us, take advantage of this kind of rare opportunity to do the solo thing, or you could do a couple solo ones and I could sneak on over and play a recorded track. It's up to you.
Okay. Probably play, maybe I'll do two and then a recorded track, and we'll figure out what recorded track to play. On the fly with it in my head.
Sounds good. So, yeah, I tell you what, you'll play two more, and then why don't you just say into the mic what you want to play, because I'm going to sneak into the other room.
I think I got the list right on there. I think it's the ordering is right. Hopefully. We'll find out when we play it.
We'll find out, right? But in any event, Joe Novelli live in Studio 2A on Locals Only here. He's going to play us out here, and then we'll finish up with a recorded track by the Cloud Walls.
Thanks, Matt. It's another very, very new one. We'll see if it's even moderately playable.
I've been the believer in them old-fashioned things, but you know the deceiver words the cold night can bring. I've been stretching the wild thing from one town to the next, but we fell into the fire, ashen ground where we lay. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. You've been drawing me to ships in the night, but I've been worn by them best. Girl, this fall just ain't right. Don't you worry about. thing. Don't you worry about, worry about a thing. I don't want to weigh you down with a lead in past and be until someday comes around with my long lost remedy. I don't want to lay you down. Is it passing memory until someday comes around? Until someday comes around? Until someday comes around? Girl, I know these old ways, bound by chain to the ground. But God knows I've been deceived, born to fly but broke down. Born to fly but broke down. Born to fly, boom, boom, down.
I'm going to switch instruments to an old Weisenborn lap slide guitar for a song by Blind Willie Johnson. Song that we like to do with the band.
I got a monkey on my back. I'm trying to raise my soul to the light, and it's nobody as far but mine. Nobody as far but mine. Nobody as far but mine. If I don't read my soul, will be lost, and it's nobody as far but mine.
You're listening to Joe Novelli live in Studio 2A, playing Thursday night at Tap and Bottle. Joe, I'm going to make an executive decision and pick one here that we've got time for.
Okay.
So we're going to wrap up with that more Cloud Walls-y version of Magdalena.
Oh, well, that's appropriate. That's what we'll be playing on Thursday. So
there you go. All right. So we'll wrap things up here with the Cloud Walls. Have a great week, everybody. Side.